It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
Well, Maynard's not here to sing in the background today, Dwayne.
That has to be about the first time in 30 years that he has not done that, so hopefully someplace he's singing for us.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening somewhere, so.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to even attempt Tiny Tim, so that would be good.
I'm not either, or anything else. We'll scare him away really fast.
That's right. Well, our last garden show of the summer here, the fall, I should say, and we'll go out with a bang today. How about that?
Yep. We're going to do the horticulture show here for this fall. And then if you do have questions, though, during the week, or you sure can get a hold of me, you know, at Heather Floral and Nursery, Garden Centers, whatever, and still can answer your questions. Doesn't have to be on the radio. So, and then we'll be back next spring.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we do have a couple questions. I should say maybe email your questions in if you have a garden question for this morning, klqpfm@farmerstel.net. I use the email this morning. All right, our first question that was called in a little while ago. This person has a problem with Creeping Charlie. He has applied weed and feed this past spring, and that ate it up like fertilizer, he said. He sprayed 3 times ortho products that kill broadleaves, and it doesn't work. And what can he do besides using Roundup?
The problem is he's using the wrong products. Okay?
Okay.
If he's listened to us on radio before, we'd be telling him what to use, and he wouldn't be spending and wasting his money. Ortho products is just 2,4-D, and 2,4-D doesn't kill Creeping Charlie. Okay? So you need a product that's even stronger than that. And then timing is the second thing. Fall after a light frost is when you should spray it on a nice warmer, you know, like an Indian summer day, if you want to call it, or a Norwegian summer day, you know, in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So do it, you know, after we've had a little cold weather, because that the chemistry of Creeping Charlie works better. That's taking the chemical from the leaves in the fall and putting down into the roots to store it. And so it's easier to kill Creeping Charlie in the fall. Okay, so fall is the first thing. Second thing is you got to use a product, and it's called Weed Free Zone. It's a Fertilone product, okay, and it has 4 chemicals in it. It has MCPP, dicamba, and 2 other ones, and the fourth one is the one that'll kill Creeping Charlie, and it'll kill it right away.
Okay, where do you get them products?
Yes.
Heather Nursery
and Floral has that, because you know what? I get this question all the time. And so after being in business for 43 years, we got the answer, finally figured out, you know.
All right.
So it's called Weed Free Zone. If you're going to spend money on your lawn, especially killing your weeds, do it in the fall. It's a lot easier to kill weeds in the fall than the hot, hot, hot summer months because they're hardened off.
Okay.
So do it in the fall.
So do it right.
Weed Free Zone. It'll kill Creeping Charlie. It'll kill clover. It kills dandelions. Kills all your broadleaf weeds.
So right now would be a good time to do that?
This time of year is a good time to do it. You don't do it in the rain because that'll dilute the product out.
Okay.
Don't do it on a windy day because it'll go, you know, on your shrubs and stuff, and you can't tell the difference. Another good reason to do it in the fall is if it does drift onto your tomato plants, they're dying anyway, so it'll kill them off.
Okay. Good answer. Yeah, we're getting more, a little light drizzle here in Madison today, so
yeah.
Looks like we don't need
not
snow.
Not rain, warmer than 50 degrees, okay, and not a windy day. Weed-free zone.
Okay, good job there, Dwayne. Here's another question.
Go ahead. That's enough on that.
All right, here's another question that was called in. How do I test my soil, and what will it tell me?
You can take soil samples. I don't know if you're doing your garden or you're doing your lawn or whatever, and I don't know where you're doing it from. I've taken enough soil samples from all over that I can probably tell you what's wrong with it without taking a soil sample because they're kind of expensive. Okay? If you do just a regular soil sample, you can take it to the extension office or an ag place, and they can send it in for you. And that's just a mineral test, so it's going to tell you nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash. okay? And that's not telling you a lot. You have to do a mineral test, which is a little bit more dollar-wise, or insolubility test, and that'll tell you your trace minerals, and that's what you really need to know. And you can send that into, like, Midwest Labs, and they'll tell you all that, and that probably costs you around $100.
Okay. All right.
Or you can come talk to me and put Eco Elements on there, and that has the most of the trace minerals on there. Or bring me a soil sample, and I'll look at it, and I can kind of tell you. But if you really want to, you can send it in.
Okay. This person here, next question. This person here is kind of looking ahead past winter. And when should you start a spring garden? What would be ideal to start a spring garden?
You should start that definitely this fall. Okay. If you're starting a new area, you need to till that area up, you know, grass or whatever, till it up really good. If you're going to amend that soil, which I would do in the fall, is, you know, like peat moss or compost, put that on there, or some leaves, you know. Best thing to do is compost your leaves so it's all kind of, you know, mellowed out and everything. Put that on your thing, and then I would put Eco Elements on there because that has beneficial bacteria and fungi in there, and it'll help break your soil down, break your soil structure down. So you should definitely start your spring project this fall.
Okay. Boy, I was walking around Madison last night, and I tell you what, the trees are beautiful. The leaves are turning. There was one down by the cemetery here in Madison, bright yellow as a maple tree, but just every leaf was just bright yellow.
Bright yellow ones is the Norwegian maple, probably the Emerald Luster Norway maple,
mm-hmm.
and they are absolutely gorgeous. They have the yellow golden leaves and dark bark, and so it really stands out. Those are really pretty. Sugar maple is my favorite. It's kind of an orangey red, and those are gorgeous. Other ones that are really pretty right now is the Autumn Blaze or offshoots of that. It's kind of more of a reddy brown, and those are sure purple. The oaks are starting to turn color, and some of the crab apples are turning color. A lot of pretty colors out there right now.
What leaves last the longest, Dwayne, do you know, that stay on a tree after they turn colors?
Even some that don't turn colors, but the Norway maples hold their leaves even into the winter. And
the Norway
that's
what?
Good and bad. The Norway maple.
Okay.
That's good and bad. And some of the oak trees hold on to their leaves for a long time. The ash trees are the ones that first fall off. Ash and honey locusts seem to fall off first. So.
Okay.
And they're the first to leaf out in the spring.
Okay. Got one more question
other
here.
Shrubs that are colorful. If you don't have a burning bush, it's really gorgeous right now. It's a bright scarlet red. It's pretty. The sumac is turning colors. Also the spireas are so.
Right.
Fall is a good time to plant, so fall is for planting.
Oh, fall's for planting. Okay, don't wait till spring, huh?
Well, it's good. The reason behind that is you got moisture now. You don't have to be so critical on watering it because it's not 90 degrees out there, so if you miss a watering, it's not so critical, and hardy bushes will make it over winter, and you're ready to go for next spring.
Okay. Our last question here, someone wanted to... said they brought their plants indoors, and any advice to take care of your plants over the winter?
Yeah, definitely. If you have tender plants out there or pots that you want to save over the winter, you'd probably bring them in today because it's going to get cold the next couple days, so it'd be good to get them in. You can trim them back so you don't have to bring such a big bush in or big flowers in. Trim them back. You're going to have them grow over the winter months. You got to put it in a brighter spot so you have some sunlight. Don't put it right above the heat vent because that'll get too hot and will dry it out and doesn't like that. Don't put it above the freezer either because when you open the freezer up, that gets cold. I've seen that problem. So a bright spot, lights that has light, not above a draft or right by the door. And then you should definitely take care if there's any bugs or diseases by spraying it down with, like, it's called 3-in-1 spray, insecticide, fungicide, miticide. That'll keep from bringing those bugs and diseases in. And then what we usually do is put a systemic granular insecticide in the soil. That gets into the system, so if there's bugs there, it takes care of that too. So we kind of do a couple of double whammies.
Okay.
Taking care of the insects. Yeah. Make sure you prune it back a little bit and spray it and put that insecticide into the soil.
Is there a special lighting that I can use? Do people use lights indoors on their plants?
You can get, you know, a full spectrum light, you know, that you can buy special lights for that. Or you can have a greenhouse, which is costly to heat over the winter. But you can buy a full spectrum light for your plants.
What exactly does that do to the plant, then, them lights like that? What's the reason?
Well, you know,
that?
If you bring it into your house, you have, you know, incandescent lighting or fluorescent lighting, and that's not a full spectrum light like the sun is, okay? And if you buy a special plant light, it has a full spectrum, so it's like a sunlight, you know, and the plants will take that in, and it'll do its normal thing. Otherwise, it kind of goes, not dormant, but it kind of slows down over the winter months. Mm-hmm. And on some of your plants, like geraniums and stuff, you can even put it in a cooler room in your house, and just let it go dormant, don't water it, and then bring it out in February and start it as a new plant.
Oh, okay. All right. Real good. Boy, where do you get all your knowledge from, Duane?
It's pretty good. Well, it's like you and football and your career, too. You know, I started out with my mom and dad on the farm. My mom was a fantastic gardener, so kind of raised in the garden. And that's many years ago, and then I had the privilege of going to the University of Minnesota and graduated in horticulture, and then I worked in a nursery when I was in college. Then I've been 40 years in having my own garden center, and you get questions after many, many years, so, you know, you got to find the answers.
Okay, you do a great job, Duane.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate that, and I really enjoy helping people out, and I enjoy plants and people, so... If you have a question, don't be afraid to call. You know, call me at Heather Nursery in Florida, and we can get your answers. Or if you need shrubs or bulbs or fall type stuff, you know, we have it. We've been around for a while, so hopefully we know what we're doing by now.
There you go. Got a couple minutes left. What's happening at Heather Nursery?
Well, it's kind of fall. We got a lot of landscaping yet to do. Sold a lot of trees lately because, you know, if you want a fall colored tree, this is the time of the year to pick them out. Because you can see the color right now. I'm standing out in the trees right now. It's not raining here, but we have sugar maples that are gorgeous. Oaks are turning colors. We have some new fall fiesta maples that are colorful. So planting, we're busy planting, and we're still, you know, decorating for fall, the pumpkins and mums and fall bulbs. And pretty soon we're going to be... starting the greenhouse to plant plants. So if you have anything special that you want for your bedding plants next year, we're going to look at a lot of new stuff. But if you have any ideas, get back to me and we can get it ordered.
All right, real good, Duane. Well, there's another season of the Garden Show, and we'll pick it up next spring then. So
you bet. I thank everybody for listening. And again, don't be afraid to call Heather Nursery in Floral and Madison Dawson in Montevideo. Be glad to help you out. And we also have the floral department, too. So over the winter, we do a lot of flowers.
Okay. We'll see you tonight in the press box for the football game, then.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Thanks, Duane.
You bet. Yep. You bet. Bye-bye.
Duane Hasted with the last garden show of the season.